Welcome to the Learn Hindi Daily Show. Today we're going to review the mystery word from the last episode. We got a new symbol and sound today. We also have a phrase of the day, how are you? A grammar tip of the day, where we talk about the habitual tenses. And we'll introduce a new mystery word, share a thought on language learning. And lastly, we'll go over that story that we've been reading in the Hindi BBC site. And it's actually been a very complicated article. So don't be surprised if you learn many new things when we go over it. To get us started, let's hear the mystery word from last time.
Khabar.
And the sentence from last time.
Taazi khabar kya hai?
Khabar. Taazi khabar kya hai?
Now, khabar means news, and it's feminine gender, so it would be Taazi khabar, as in fresh news. Taazi khabar kya hai? What is the latest news? Taza, which in this form is Taazi, to agree with khabar, means fresh, as in fresh fruit.
Taza fal.
Taza fal.
There's also another phrase using khabar that I saw recently, and that was
tez khabar.
Tez khabar.
And tez means fast. So this means fast news, and the context I saw it in was breaking news. Another useful word around news is newspaper.
Akhbar.
Akhbar.
Akhbar is masculine gender. I would say mera akhbar, my newspaper. Now let's look at the symbol and sound for today. This is the symbol la plus e, and it makes the sound li. Let's hear Meena ji and Nirandish ji say it.
La plus e is equal to li.
La plus e, li.
And the la looks sort of like a M with a line, and then the E part is a swoop on top with a line coming down the right-hand side. I have several words that you can see it in, and I've highlighted in a picture the li part in red. So be sure and look out for this. Our first word is jasmine.
Chameli.
Chameli.
Cha. Me li. Can you hear the li at the end? And you can see it in the words cha me li. Even if you don't recognize the other symbols, you should see the li. Let's hear it again.
Cha me li.
Cha me li.
Holi is a festival in India, and it has li at the end as well.
Holi.
Holi.
Another word that has li in it is original.
Asli.
Asli.
You see, us and then li, asli. The capital of India is called?
Delhi.
Delhi.
Now this is Delhi, and it has that half la, and then it has li at the end. I've colored the li part at the end. But it also illustrates what the half la looks like. Vocabulary.
Shabdavali.
Shabdavali.
You can see the li at the end of Shabdavali as well. So now today, look out for all the Hindi words that have li in it. If you find some, come by the website and leave them as a comment. Phrase of the day. How are you?
Kya haal hai?
Kya haal hai?
So, kya means what, haal means condition, and hai means is. This means what is your condition, literally. And it's used in the context of how are you. Let's see an example of it. Dadaji, kya haal hai?
Kya haal hai? मैं ठीक हूँ।
आप ठीक हैं?
जी हाँ, मैं ठीक हूँ।
अम्मा जी, क्या हाल है?
मैं ठीक हूँ।
So before you may have been familiar with the expression, आप कैसे हैं? आप कैसी हैं? You can also use क्या हाल है?
Right, क्या?
And it doesn't change depending upon the gender of the person you're talking to. So it might be an easier phrase for people just learning Hindi. Kya hal hai? I have a grammar tip for the day. Today we will talk about the habitual present and past tenses. What are habitual tenses? These are things that you do, but are not done at a particular time. Examples of habitual tenses. I speak Hindi.
Main Hindi bolta hoon.
Now that's what a guy would say. A lady would say,
मैं हिंदी बोलती हूँ.
In those phrases, I speak Hindi, you're talking about something you do as a habit, and you're not saying I am actually speaking Hindi, or I spoke Hindi just now, or something like that. You're saying I speak Hindi. You can also use it in the past tense. I used to speak Hindi.
मैं हिंदी बोलता था.
And there's a feminine form as well.
मैं हिंदी बोलती थी.
So I used to speak Hindi talks about a habit that you used to have in the past, not that you spoke at some particular time. So that's what we mean by habitual tenses. The pattern we're going to use on these sentences is subject, direct object, verb, and helping verb. The key points that we need to point out is verb and helping verb is what we're going to talk about today. You need to know two things about the subject to choose the right verb and helping verb. Is the subject masculine or feminine? And is the subject singular or plural? If you don't know if the subject is masculine or feminine, assume it's masculine. Or if you have a subject that contains both masculine and feminine combinations, you'll use the masculine form of the verb and helping verb. So one common pronoun is the pronoun for I.
Mai.
Mai.
And this could be masculine or feminine, depending upon who says it, but it is always singular. Now, in order to make sure that you know what gender of person I is referring to, I have a sentence, Ram ne kaha, Ram said. So Ram is a man, and so we can look at the I speak Urdu part in the sense of Ram saying it, so it's very clear. Ram said, I speak Urdu.
Ram ne kaha, main Urdu bolta hoon.
Ram ne kaha ki main Urdu bolta hoon.
Meena said, I speak Hindi.
Meena ne kaha, main Hindi bolti hoon.
See, this way you can see that the main Hindi bolti hoon was said by a girl, Meena. Meena ne kaha. Meena said, I speak Hindi.
Main Hindi bolti hoon.
So, since Meena is actually Meena, she doesn't need to say, Meena ne kaha. Aap and tum both mean you. Both can be masculine or feminine, depending upon who you are talking to. It can refer to one or more people, but grammatically it is always treated as plural. If you wish to be specific about referring to more than one person, you can add log after the word. Log means people. Examples, aap log, tum log. I see some examples of using aap. Meena said to Ram, do you speak Hindi?
Meena ne kaha, kya aap Hindi bolte hain?
Ram said to Meena, do you speak Urdu?
राम ने मीना से कहा क्या आप उर्दू बोलती हैं?
आप हिंदी बोलते हैं. आप उर्दू बोलती हैं. मीना ने राम से कहा. मीना said to Ram, क्या आप हिंदी बोलते हैं? Do you speak Hindi? राम ने मीना से कहा. Ram said to Meena, क्या आप उर्दू बोलती हैं? Do you speak Urdu? Va can be used as a he or a she. The gender depends on who you are referring to, but it is always singular. The girl was a vegetarian.
Larki shakahari thi.
She did not eat fish.
Vah machli nahi khati thi.
But now she is a meat eater.
Lekin abhi vah mansahari hai.
And she eats chicken.
Aur vah murgi khati hai.
So you can see examples of va used referred to a lady, so it's equivalent to the English she. And you can see examples of the habitual past and habitual present. Let's go over it one more time. The girl was a vegetarian.
Larki shakahari thi.
She did not eat fish.
Vah machli nahi khati thi.
But now she is a meat eater.
लेकिन अभी वह मांसाहारी है
and she eats chicken
और वह मुर्गी खाती है.
Can you create short sentences like that? Try creating some and leave them as a comment on the site and share with other people. They means they, and it can be masculine or feminine depending upon the group that you're referring to, but it is always plural. And if the group contains both men and women, then use it in the masculine form. Let's see some more examples. The girls used to sing a lot.
Larkiyan bahut gaati thiin.
But now they do not sing.
Lekin abhi ve nahi gaati hain.
The boys did not play cricket.
Larke cricket nahi khelte the.
But now they play.
लेकिन अभी वे खेलते हैं.
Listen out for the T ending on these feminine sentences. लड़कियां बहुत गाती थीं. And लेकिन अभी वे नहीं गाती हैं. Then listen out for ते on the end of these sentences. लड़के नहीं cricket khelte the. Lekin abhi ve khelte hain. So what roles do you need to know to get the habitual tense correct? First, find the verb. I got three examples here. To speak.
Bolna.
To write.
Likhna.
To eat.
Khana.
Let's hear them again. To speak.
Bolna.
To write.
Likhna.
To eat.
Khana.
Notice it has that na at the end. Well, part two is drop off the na ending from the verb and you're left with the verb sten. So in the case of bolna, you're left with
bol.
And likhna.
Lik.
And khana.
Kha.
So step three. Determine if the subject is masculine or feminine. If it is unknown or mixed, go with masculine. And determine if the subject is singular or plural. Add the appropriate ending to the verb. In the case of a masculine singular subject, use da. For example, speaks would be
bolta.
Writes would be
likta.
Eats would be
khata.
And in the case of masculine plural, use they. So speak would be
bolte,
write
likhte,
and eat
khate.
Now in the feminine case, for both singular and plural, you use the ti ending. Speak and speaks is
bolti,
write and writes is
likhti,
and eat and eats
khati.
Step four is to determine the helping verb. In this case, we need to know if we're talking about the present tense or the past tense. In the present tense, you have four choices. If you're using meh, you always use hum as the helping verb. If you're using tum, you always use ho as the helping verb. For singular subjects, you use he, and for plural, you use hen. For past, The important thing is whether or not it's masculine or feminine, or singular or plural. For masculine singular subjects, use da. For masculine plural subjects, use they. For feminine singular subjects, use the. And feminine plural subjects, use theme. Now, after going through these rules, go back to those example sentences and see which rules are being used, and use these rules to create your own sentences. Let's hear the mystery word of today. We're just going to say this word, and you need to figure out how to write it and what it means. Also, try to figure out some related words.
Namak.
Namak.
And let's hear an example sentence.
Khane mein namak kam hai.
Khane mein namak kam hai.
Khane mein namak kam hai. So, namaka, namak. We'll go over what this means in our next episode. I wanted to share some more thoughts on language learning. In Catherine Russell Rich's book, Dreaming in Hindi, she says, "You have to be able to tolerate ambiguity if you want to learn a language." Now let's go over the story that we have from the Hindi BBC article. The story turned out to be very, very complicated, and we're going to learn so many new words and phrases in this. I have to admit, when I first read the article, I probably only knew 10% of the words, and the meaning was very unclear to me. But as we've gone over it several times, the meaning became more and more clear, and I saw so many new words to learn. Meenaji, can you read us the title?
Laraku Viman ke Saude mein Amerika ko jatka.
In the deal of fighter jets, America was shaken.
Bharat ne 126 laraku viman khareedne ke liye America aur Rus ki companiyon ki daavedari ko kharij karte hue Europe ki companiyon ko shortlist kiya hai.
India, while denying the claim of buying 126 fighter jets from American and Russian companies, had shortlisted European companies.
समाचार एजेंसियों के मुताबिक 10 अरब डॉलर से भी ज्यादा के इस सौदे के लिए यूरोप की कंपनी डेसो और यूरोफाइटर को चुना गया है.
According to news agencies, for this deal of more than $10 billion, they have selected the European companies Dassault and Eurofighter.
अमेरिकी कंपनियों को ठेका न देने के फैसले की खबर उस दिन सामने आई है जिस दिन भारत में अमेरिकी राजदूत टिमोथी रोमर ने पारिवारिक कारणों से अपने पद से इस्तीफा देने की घोषणा की.
That day, the news had come of not giving the tender to American companies. That day, the ambassador in India, Timothy Romer, announced his resignation for family reasons.
इस ठेके के लिए खुद अमेरिकी राष्ट्रपति बराक ओबामा ने भी पूरी कोशिश की थी.
For this contract, the American President Barack Obama himself had tried completely. Now you can read the rest of the article on the Hindi BBC site, and I think it'd be good to go back over this line by line and look at some new words that we'll find useful later on. So, Dadaji, could you read the first line?
Bharat ne 126 लड़ाकू विमान खरीदने के लिए अमेरिका और रूस की कंपनियों की दावेदारी को खारिज करते हुए यूरोप की कंपनियों को शॉर्टलिस्ट किया है.
Several things worth remembering in this one are खरीदने के लिए. So खरीदना means to buy. खरीदने के लिए means for buying. And then you got America, which can be useful. And company and companyon ki. So company is a company. And I guess you got companya for companies. And then companyon ki, the companies.
Yeah.
And then shortlist kiya hai. Have shortlisted. Now, in the second sentence,
समाचार एजेंसियों के मुताबिक 10 अरब डॉलरों से भी ज़्यादा के इस सौदे के लिए यूरोप की कंपनी डेसो और यूरोफाइटर को चुना गया है.
समाचार is news, and then agency is actually an English word. समाचार agency. And then according. How do you say according?
के मुताबिक.
के मुताबिक.
मुताबिक. के मुताबिक. According to news agencies.
So according to me, मेरे मुताबिक.
मेरे मुताबिक.
मेरे मुताबिक.
According to me, yes.
According to him.
Yes.
उसके मुताबिक.
Yes.
So that's interesting. You could say के मुताबिक to say according to.
According to, yes.
Now, das is 10, Arab is billion, and then dollar, it's interesting to see that written in the Hindi script. You see ke liye as well, sode ke liye, soda is the deal, right?
Deal, yes.
So, sode ke liye, for the deal. And you see company as well, and the name of two European companies. Now let's move on to the third sentence.
अमेरिकी कंपनियों को ठेका ना देने के फैसले की खबर उस दिन सामने आई है जिस दिन भारत में अमेरिकी राजदूत टिमोथी रोमर ने पारिवारिक कारणों से अपने पद से इस्तीफा देने की घोषणा की.
Now, Rajdut
means ambassador, yes.
Rajdut.
Yes.
And Raj actually comes from Raj as in the king.
Yeah.
And Dut may be, say,
messenger
of the king. So an ambassador is literally a messenger of the king.
Right.
And one other thing I want to point out is Usden, that day. Our va din is actually that day, but see, we use us din and
same day.
That same thing. Us din samne.
It came out. Us din samne aayi. It came out the day. Just then
is that day also. That day,
yes. Us din and just then. Us din samne aayi. Just then, Bharat mein. अमेरिकी राजदूत टिमोथी रोमर ने पारिवारिक कारणों से अपने पद से इस्तीफा देने की घोषणा की. ही अनाउंस्ड हिज रेजिग्नेशन. अनाउंस्ड हिज रेजिग्नेशन. घोषणा करना मींस टू अनाउंस.
फॉर अ फैमिली रीजंस.
फैमिली रीजंस.
व्हाट्स द फैमिली रीजंस?
ही पारिवारिक means family reason.
Or dealing with family.
Yeah. Parivarik, dealing with family, yes. Parivarik karan se. Karan means reasons.
Reasons.
Yeah. Due to some family reasons, he resigned, he announced his resignation from his post.
And our last sentence?
Is theke ke liye khud Amerikee Rashtrapati Barack Obama ne bhi puri koshish ki thi.
Now, Ameriki Rashtrapati is the American president.
Yes.
And then we have Barack Obama written out in the Hindi script.
Yeah.
Now, Puri Kaushik Ki Thi had tried completely.
Yeah.
Puri is complete, or completely. Mm. Kaushik Karna, to try.
Try, yes. So he tried his, in English you can say he tried his best.
He tried his best.
Yeah.
Now, could is interesting. It means oneself or himself.
Himself, yes.
So, could American Rashtrapati Barack Obama, the president of America, Barack Obama himself, you know, it's kind of emphasizing, he did it himself. He didn't ask somebody else to do it. He wasn't managing, but he was actually there himself trying completely to get this deal.
Right.
Well, tomorrow, we're going to be looking at some dialogues and some passages inside of the Damasteji book that many of you have. So be sure you have that available tomorrow whenever you're listening to the program so you can follow along. And those will be a little bit simpler. But don't worry, if you enjoyed listening to this article, we're going to have more challenging stuff in the future. We're going to try to vary it. If there is something in particular you would like us to cover, email me at nathan@ispeakhindi.com or leave a comment on the website. Well, keep learning Hindi. Until next time.
Shubhkamnaon ke saath.
Phir milenge.
Phir milenge.